in the fifth movement of Brahms's German Requiem, we hear the beautiful voice of Elisabeth Schwarzkopf, beautiful soprano, and the title of the movement, which is in five sections, is You Now Have Sadness. And section one is I Will Comfort You, followed by Look at Me, then again I Will Comfort You. And the fourth section is You Now Have Sadness. And the final section, it reiterates back to I Will Comfort You. And it's sung mostly in G major, but with B flat major at the section, which is Look at Me. Elisabeth Schwarzkopf, I have to be honest, is a female soprano that I have never heard of before, which is quite amazing because she's had quite an industrious and celebrated career. She was even, I believe, according to the resources I read earlier, was made a member of the British Empire, but it was a special member. I can't remember exactly what it was. But anyway, a little bit of her, Dame Elisabeth Schwarzkopf, who was a German-born Austrian-British soprano, opera singer and recitalist. She was among the most renowned classical singers of the 20th century, much admired for her performances of Mozart, Schubert, Strauss and Wolff. So in this movement we have mostly the voice of the soprano, but obviously with the backing voices and the wonderful orchestration. But it's such a very flowing and lovely and mellow movement. It's just beautiful, soothing on the mind, soothing on the heart and soul. I can read some of the words for you from the movement. The translation is as from the beginning. You have now sadness, but I want to again see that you and your heart should be comforted. Rejoice, and that your joy nobody may from you take. I will comfort as one would their mother comfort. Look upon me, I have, for a small time sorrow, and I labour had, and have now, great comfort found. That's lovely sentiments. So, the fifth movement of Brahms's German Requiem. A little note on this, which I failed to mention last time round, was that I had read, again through resources, that it's a humanist requiem, as opposed to a religious or Christian requiem. I mentioned it was Brahms's choice to compose this in that method, but I hadn't known that it was based on the humanist factor, whatever you may take from that.